USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Many governors across the United States are disregarding or creatively interpreting White House guidelines and easing their state's lockdowns on letting businesses reopen, according to the Associated Press. The AP determined that 17 states do not appear to meet at least one of the key benchmarks set by the White House for loosening up, which is a 14-day downward trajectory in new cases or infection rates. And yet many of those states have begun to reopen or about to do so, including Alabama, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Utah. Because of the broad way in which the non-binding guidelines were written, other states, including Georgia, have technically managed to meet the criteria and reopened despite not seeing a steady decline in cases and deaths. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The FDA is removing approval for more than 60 mask manufacturers out of China after finding they were not performing to standard. They found that instead of filtering 95% of particles in the air, they were only capturing about 20% of them. The singer-songwriter who fronted Bad Company for years has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Brian Howe died Wednesday in Florida at 66, reportedly of a heart attack. He had replaced Paul Rogers as the lead vocalist for Bad Company in 1983. He did most of the writing for the band's album Holy Water in 1990, the most successful album for the group, helped along by the hit If You Needed Somebody. Howe left Bad Company in 1994 for a solo career, but it never reached the level of his success with that band. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hundreds of Denny's restaurants are getting federal loans from the Paycheck Protection Program. The program is intended to help small businesses stay afloat during the pandemic, but has exceptions for hotels and restaurant chains. In a filing this week, Denny, though, is saying that over half of their roughly 1,600 franchises have received loans. Jason Westhoff is the CEO of Cousin Subs, and one of the things we discuss is companies and organizations like the Los Angeles Lakers getting approved for PPP loans.
Wow. You know, when the Lakers thing came through, that to me was, it was indicative, I guess, of the leadership of that organization, the fact that they felt that that was an opportunity that they should be applying for. You know, within the restaurant industry, as you saw, the publicly traded restaurants taking it and then giving it back. Certainly, you know, at the end of the day, the CEOs and the boards of these companies are trying to make their businesses financially viable as well as they can for the long haul. Whether they did it for the right reason or the wrong reason, whether they were educated on the process or whether they weren't, is not up to me really to judge. Really, from my standpoint, is the fact that my only frustration is the fact that a number of our franchisees were unable to get through the process because the banks didn't have any clarity. And I applaud the government and I applaud the SBA for moving this program forward. I mean, certainly without it, we'd be having a lot more issues long term.
The entire interview I did with Westhoff is posted on USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.